First parak of Challah, Mishnah Hay. This concept of this Mishnah we already explained in the previous Mishnah, and we will say it again. We mentioned before that the classic lechem is a thick dough in the beginning and baked at the end. If it's a soft dough in the beginning, or it was not baked and then it was fried in the end, or heated in the sun, and it's missing one of the components. So this Mishnah is saying, which sounds, the simple reading of the Mishnah is that it started off with a soft dough, and it ended up to be cooked in oil or water, which is the way the sufkinim were done, then it's part of Chala. In other words, it's missing both components, then it's part of Chala. But Chilasa Isa, the Seifa Sufkinim, if it only has one of the two components, in other words, if it was a thick dough which was eventually boiled, or if it was a soft dough which was eventually baked, then it is chayav in challah. We mentioned before that the machlokes had understanding. There are many rishonim that learn that which was chayav in challah when it was originally a thick dough and you eventually boiled it is only when you initially were not intending to boil it. In other words, you made a dough to make it into bread, and then you changed your mind and decided you're going to boil it in honey. So in that case, since at the time you made the dough, you were planning to bake it, therefore it's chayav in challah. But if you initially made the dough in order to boil it, it will be potter from challah. That was what we said, the Iker opinion. But we said there's a Rabbeinu Tam's opinion, which is a chumrah, to be choshish for that even in case of lachatchila, which he learned in Mishnah Kepshuta, that if lachatchila you made the dough, it was a thick dough, in order to boil it, still it's chayav in challah. So we said once again, if you made a dough in order to bake it, even if you change your mind afterwards to boil it, everybody agrees you're chayav in challah with a bracha. If you made it lachatchila, the thick dough in order to boil it, then it's machlokes and you should take off challah without a bracha. If it was a soft dough in the beginning and you're planning to bake it, and after you bake it it's going to become a thick dough, which is like we said many cakes today that have a batter that you pour into it and then bake, so that everybody agrees is chayav in challah. And the second is that also applied to knuv kois was some type of dough which they would make with intention of crumbling it into crumbs afterwards and feeding it to children in the form of crumbs. But since it was lachatchila made as a full dough and it was baked as a bread, it is chayav in challah. The fact that you want to take in the crumbs afterwards does not remove the chiyuv challah. Still considered bread.